Sean Donovan passes his first hurdle on the way to becoming the new director of the Office of Management and Budget. But some members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee are less than thrilled with his approach to answering some of their questions. Donovan's approval kicked off a busy day for the committee today. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with a recap and reaction to Donovan and the passage of several technology and cyber bills. They stacked a whole bunch of stuff up on one day for one business meeting. What were the concerns about Mr. Donovan?
Well, I think across the board, the lawmakers say Donovan will be a good OMB director. He's smart. He's going to bring a lot of the necessary skills and knowledge to build on the progress that Sylvia Burwell has started. But several of the Republican committee members voiced displeasure in how Donovan responded to what they call questions for the record. Tom Coburn is the committee's ranking member.
I would voice in front of the committee we had the same problem with him as we did with Jay Johnson. I got back seven instances of language to QFRs were lifted from the president's budget. I got six that were identical copy to Ms. Burwell's answers to this committee. I got three instances where it was pasted on to questions we asked for the record that were identical to what he'd answered to other questions in the record. And on today's nomination, I'm not going to vote for him. I'm not going to vote against him today. I want to have a frank conversation because if you're not paying attention to the answers of this committee, you may not be paying attention when we have you before our committee to give us things. And I'm really disappointed in this. This is a measure of management, how you answer questions to Congress. And if you're going to let the ledge shop paste answers that aren't your answers to questions, what that says is whatever. And that's not the Sean Donovan I know.
Now, Senator Tom Carper says that the White House did resend over answers to the questions for the record. That included, if you will, real answers. But obviously, the initial approach didn't make several lawmakers happy. Now, Donovan did pass through the committee by a vote of 8-1. So now his nomination moves to the full Senate for debate and vote.
Now, the committee also approved a couple other bills, their version of FATARA and updates to FISMA. What do we know and what do we take away from the bills that they've passed?
Right. Those two definitely got through. Now, we talked about those bills yesterday in great detail. We have a link on federalnewsradio.com, so I'm not going to go into what they are specifically. But yes, they both got approved. Under FATARA, the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, Carper says there have been few changes to the role of the CIO since the 1996 Clinger-Cohen Act. He says that's a major reason for the focus on FATARA. Coburn says the goal is to make a narrow and focused approach around key issues related to IT reform. Coburn says it'll keep agencies moving in the right direction and get better value of IT. But Senator Carl Levin says he has some concerns over FATARA.
Because of what the GAO has recommended to us over at the Armed Services Committee, and it's because of a number of think tanks which have made recommendations to us that we have reorganized the CIO and created a new management officer for the Pentagon. It's just simple. The Pentagon needs a total change in terms of management of their business operations. And Senator Coburn has very clearly identified that in the area of information technology. So what we have done in our bill is something different from what is in this bill, but it's aiming at the exact same problem which Senator Coburn has identified. We don't have a CIO identified as a CIO in our bill, but rather we combine it with a chief management officer and create a new chief management officer with much greater authority, particularly over IT.
Now, you heard Levin talk about our bill. That's the Defense Authorization Bill. He says the staffs of both committees are aware of the inconsistencies and plan to work them out before either bill goes to the floor for a vote.
What is the reaction to the committee passing these bills? What are people saying in industry, in policy shops, and so on?
For the most part, FATARA has been, and people have reacted very positively. Daniel Castro is a senior analyst with the IT Innovation Foundation. He says giving CIOs more control over what's going on within their agencies is among the most significant provisions in the bill. Castro says it's going to bring more accountability into that overall IT acquisition process. Now, I also caught up with Erica McCann. She's a manager for federal procurement policy with the IT Alliance for the Public Sector. She says the Senate version of the bill, remember there is a House version, will give the CIOs more flexibility to solve problems, especially when it comes to bringing in new ways to oversee and make more transparent the status of federal IT programs.
I think that having that involvement and that risk management practice built in, I think is going to be very helpful for the federal government in general, because it will stop sort of a runaway project from advancing if it has the ability to do that assessment every quarter. There was a section on the portfolio stat process. Now, this is newer to FITARA. We've seen kind of an allusion to it in the past, but there's a new section in this bill that really codifies that portfolio stat process, which is another risk management process that the federal government goes through.
That's Erica McCann of the IT Alliance for the Public Sector. You have more on this at federalnewsradio.com.